Lock It in the Sand by Janet Frater Jackson. I live in New South Wales, Australia, where we are blessed with some of the most beautiful beaches in the world. Golden sand and crystal blue waters grace our coastlines. A favorite pastime for me and my friends is walking along a nearby beach. While walking, we talk and enjoy each other's company. One afternoon, when we'd enjoyed the day, a friend of mine noticed that a locket I usually wear was missing from around my neck. I was particularly fond of the locket since my grandmother had given it to me as a special birthday present. I frantically searched up and down the beach, looking for my prized possession, but to no avail. Soon my friends realized my distress and joined in the search. After searching for a while, one of my friends suggested we have a prayer. By now it was nearly dusk, and the incoming tide was growing higher. Kneeling in the sand, we asked Heavenly Father to guide us to my locket. As we rose, one of my friends headed for a part of the beach we had already combed. "It can't be there," I said. "We've already searched every grain of sand." Still, my friend continued on his way up the beach while the rest of us maintained the search. The next thing I knew, my friend was running down the beach with a grin from ear to ear. He had found my locket and rescued it from the tide just in time. It was a simple thing, maybe even a little bit trivial. But Heavenly Father knew it was important to me. Just after we found the locket, I realized something. If Heavenly Father answered a prayer about something as small as a piece of jewelry, surely He would answer prayers about more important things, like times when I need guidance to make good decisions or strengthen my testimony. Now I know that when I pray, the answers will come. I just have to listen. Janet Frater Jackson is a member of the Carlingford Ward, Sydney, Australia, Greenwich Stake. This is the end of the article, Lock It in the Sand, by Janet Frater Jackson.